This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross, along with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. When climatologists refer to temperature or precipitation relative to normal, what is that normal, Rick?
By international standard, most weather variables use a 30-year period to calculate things like the averages, and we recalculate those once a decade. Now, it's important to remember there's nothing magical about that 30 years and redoing it every decade. That's an international standard based on many competing factors. And so for some purposes, longer or shorter timeframes would be appropriate. In addition, in some countries like the United States, things like changes in instrumentation or location or the time of the observation can also be taken into account when determining normals. So it's not just the arithmetic average, although that's often what we wind up calling normals, over a several decade time frame.
When do you refer to the 30-year versus, say, if you have the information, looking at 100 years? I mean, wouldn't that be more valuable?
For some quantities like precipitation and snowfall, 30 years is much too short of a time to get any real idea of the extremes that can occur. So for those kind of things, the longer the better. 50 years, 100 years, even better, gives you a much better sense of things that typically have low values like precipitation. We need those very long time frames to get a handle on what can the atmosphere do when all the ingredients come together.
Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.